In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. All right, it is time, since it is both Friday and the last half hour of the program, to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a game that we have cleverly devised. That is so simple, it almost defies imagination, and yet it pays great rewards, at least to one of the people who votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites that we play for you. We play them in order, 1, 2, 3, 4. You listen, and then your part of the game is you vote. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You send us a tweet at Issues ETC, or you voted our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you pick which one is the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. One of the voters will get a LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad for their kindness and their trouble of voting for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. Please include your city and state if you're emailing us or voting at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number one this week comes from Joel Osteen, a bit of a montage for one of his recent sermons on staying in the game, a great example of preaching the Christian rather than the Christ.
If you want a new life, there's something you have to do. God promised He will give you beauty for those ashes. But you have to do your part. When you help others in your time of need, that's a seed you're sowing that God can use to change your own situation. You're still getting to work on time. You're still being good to someone. You're still expecting God to turn it around. That gets God's attention in a new way. That's when the Creator of the universe goes to work. That's when God will pay you back for the wrongs that have happened to you. When God sees you in the game, the most powerful force in the universe breathes in your direction. Let me assure you, God sees your effort. God knows what it took to be here, what it took to even turn the channel on. Friends, God sees your effort. He sees your sacrifice. That's the seed God will use to take the scar and turn it into a star. Because you're still in the game, God's going to make the rest of your life the best of your life. You will still fulfill your destiny and become everything that God has created you to be in Jesus' name. If you receive it, can you say amen today?
All right, that's soundbite number one, Joel Osteen preaching the Christian rather than the Christ. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor George Borghardt answering a simple question. Do the church's youth essentially need a mountaintop experience?
The devil doesn't care whether we believe in God or not. He cares about whether we believe that Christ died for us and rose again for us. That's the message that sends him packing. Loving God, or whatever that is, doesn't save anyone. Christ saves. And we remove that message from our kids, we're leaving them with a gun without bullets. We're not resourcing them for the life to come, and certainly not for the life of the world to come, even though we love them, even though we care about them, we want them to have this experience. But the experience isn't going to save. What's going to save is when you're at your lowest point, that word of forgiveness, that Christ died even for you in your lowest point, when you're most alone, that's going to save. That's going to save. What's not going to save is experiential, moral, or watered down.
Pastor George Borgcart, soundbite number 2. Do our youth need a mountaintop experience? Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. That's our email address. Voted our Facebook fan page as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number 3. Comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. A very succinct diagnosis of the problem with the feminist career path for women.
The fact is that career path is inhuman because it puts the woman at war with her body. And so the woman who has chosen to go to war with her body in that way is a woman who's deeply committed to it. She may have had to commit chemical warfare against her own body to sterilize herself, right, to temporarily chemically sterilize herself so that she can have her position as a news broadcaster or as an elected official. So that group of people is uncharacteristic, right? They're unrepresentative in the sense that they are far more likely than average to be dependent on the use of contraception and abortion for them to have the lifestyle that they want and choose. And I say that that right there, that point right there, is the point at which the new, genuinely women's movement has to be built around that point, because the career paths that we're asking of women now, it's inhuman to put women through that, and we need a better career work-life balance type of strategy that has to do with people having more flexibility, going in and out of the labor force, having it be perfectly acceptable and financially possible for women to stay home with their kids and maybe work part-time and then go back to work when they're 40 or 45 and have something there for them to do. That's what we need to be doing. That's the real female-friendly, woman-friendly kind of movement.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the problem with the feminist career path. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 12th. Your votes determine Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote, because here is soundbite number 4. It comes from J. Warner Wallace. He was on the program talking about a forensic examination of the New Testament, answering the question, is Christianity true because it works?
When I first came to faith, my family was divided between atheists and Mormons. And one of the things that I rejected was this idea that I'm not going to settle for a useful delusion. The idea that this might work for me is not going to be my motivation. I'm a Christian today, Todd, not because it works for me. That's the last reason. There are many days when it doesn't even seem to work for me. There's many days where I wish I could take a shortcut like I used to when I was a non-believer, or do the things that were expedient rather than right. But Christianity, I'm a Christian today because it is true. And I think living in the truth is a much more desirable way to live. As an atheist, I would have said that. I want to live in the truth, not in some useful delusion. And that's where I think I am today. I'm living in the truth of this, not because I want it to be true, but because it's true even when I don't want it to be true.
Those were 4 sound bites. That was soundbite number 4, J. Warner Wallace, is Christianity true because it works? Now it's your turn to call, to email, to send us a tweet, or to go to our Facebook fan page and to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This break is a great time to call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. It's talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to do so. Just scroll down a little bit, and there's a place for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Look for the picture of the LPR bundle package sitting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number 1, Pastor Joel Osteen, preaching the Christian rather than the Christ? Soundbite number 2, Pastor George Borgcart, do our youth need a mountaintop experience? Soundbite number 3, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, outlining the problem with the feminist career path? Or soundbite number 4, J. Warner Wallace, is Christianity true because it works? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoota, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming. Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana. Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
It's Friday afternoon, the 12th of July, time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. mouse pad and notepad as well. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. If you are getting a busy signal, and you are right now if you're trying to call, please keep trying. Because we'll be freeing up the phone lines here directly, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one, Joel Osteen preaching the Christian rather than the Christ. Should that be soundbite of the week? Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt, do our youth need a mountaintop experience? Or should it be soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the problem with the feminist career path? Or soundbite number four, J. Warner Wallace, is Christianity true because it works? Let's go first to Weatherford, Texas, where Carmen is on the line. Hi, Carmen.
Hi there. How are you?
Very well.
I'm going to have to vote for Joel Osteen. I so agree with Dr. Morse, but what he said was just, ah!
I take that a shriek of horror?
Yes.
All right. See, that's as good a reason as any to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Carmen, thank you very much for listening in my home state of Texas. Robin is listening in Waterloo, Illinois, my hometown by the right now. Hi, Robin.
Hi. I'm going to go with soundbite number four. I love them all, but hey, the truth. Love the truth and the truth of the Holy Spirit. That's just, he hit it right on the nail. So the truth is it. Thank you.
Robin, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Justin is also in Texas, in Haslett, Texas. Hi, Justin.
Hi. I wanted to vote for Reverend Borghardt's soundbite.
And why is that?
Because as a younger kid, you know, we're not just looking for the concert and the energizing experience. We're just looking for the truth, and that is that Christ died for our sins.
Justin, before I let you go, how old are you?
18.
All right. Thank you very much for listening down in Haslett. It's nice to have the Texas listeners. In Arkansas, Johnny is on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, hello, Todd. I would vote for Wallace. The quote that he makes, that Christianity, he may not like it, but it's true. Some things are said that might not appeal to us, but it is true.
All right, Johnny, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Arkansas. Chris listens in Michigan, our first northern listener here. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, I would vote for number two because our youth need confessional worship because in many cases they're not getting it in their home congregation.
Oh, that's a great idea, Chris. Thank you very much. We often think the other way around, but it's true. Good, solid worship is sometimes what these kids are being starved of on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Scott's next, listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Since flattering God with your action won't save you, like Joel Osteen seems to think, and loving God doesn't save you, and just because you have the symptoms of your sin in slightly better control than the guy you're sharing a pew with, it doesn't mean you're not terminally ill. So Borchardt's theology simply annihilates Osteen, so soundbite number two gets it.
All right, another vote for soundbite number two, Pastor George Borchardt. Let's see what's happening in Kansas City. Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin, and I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource, and I guess I'll go with Joel Osteen. The reason is, you know, in my opinion, the worst cancer is not the one that Joel Osteen claims to have a cure for. The worst cancer by far is the biblical heresy that he's promoting, and I have to say it's heresy. The reason I say it's heresy is because I looked at our Lutheran confessions. Our Lutheran confessions have already covered what he's doing here. They call it synergism and theology of glory. He kind of combines the two things together and comes up with this mysticism. And if we would insist that our pastors would be diligent in teaching us the Lutheran confessions, we could avoid the errors that Joel Osteen is duping us into. So that's my reason.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote. David in Colorado says, as a recovering evangelical, I look back over decades of mountaintop experiences, and I can tell you there was no peace or strength in those carefully engineered moments. Instead, the gospel is what makes my heart sit up and believe. I hope the gospel that's still there on Monday morning. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Let's see. That would probably be a vote for soundbite number two. Deborah in San Jose, California says, I'm a former born-again Christian who is being introduced to the cool, fresh water of Lutheran thought and doctrine, which is the Bible. I'm voting for Joel Osteen's sermon. I have been relearning doctrine. We are saved by faith and faith by hearing the word. We cannot do a thing to earn this precious gift, and people who say that we can need to be stopped. I love Issues, etc. Keep up the awesome work. Thank you very much for listening out there in California. Deborah. Ryan in Green Bay, Wisconsin says, words I never thought I'd say. I'm voting for Joel Osteen. That's soundbite number one. Not just the specific soundbite, but the whole sermon. I found it disgusting and appalling. More than angry, though, I felt real pain. My heart hurts for the countless thousands that are hearing his sermons. Ever since I heard a sermon, my mind has been reeling. What are we going to do to set those people free? We can't just talk about him anymore. Someone needs to talk to him. This kind of preaching hurts people and needs to stop, and it's our responsibility to stop it. Ryan, thanks for listening in Green Bay. Joshua listens in Newport, Kentucky. He's voting for soundbite number two. Pastor George Borchardt says, he practically destroys the principle theology of evangelical enthusiasm. Thanks for listening in Kentucky. In Redlands, California, James has a vote as well. He says, I'm going to vote for Joel Osteen, quote, I think it describes a basic human idea that I need to earn God's approval and blessings for today. This is clearly incorrect. However, because he has given me and blessed me with forgiveness of my sins by his work alone on the cross, I cannot earn it in any way whatsoever. It is a free gift to me. I do not show up to work on time. I do show up to work on time, of course, except when there's a big accident on the freeway, but not because I'm earning something. It's because if I showed up whenever I want, I'd get fired. Perhaps that's just me, though, he says. Steve is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
I'm going to vote for number one because it's a call to arms in a spiritual sense. And I think that montage could be played maybe even before our church service to say, oh, and we do not believe this.
An anti-creed. That's an interesting idea. Steve, thanks for listening in St. Louis. The winner this week for Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Joel Osteen. Here is a very clear and rather appalling example of preaching the Christian rather than the Christ.
If you want a new life, there's something you have to do. God promised he will give you beauty for those ashes. But you have to do your part. When you help others in your time of need, that's a seed you're sowing that God can use to change your own situation. You're still getting to work on time. You're still being good to someone. You're still expecting God to turn it around. That gets God's attention in a new way. That's when the creator of the universe goes to work. That's when God will pay you back for the wrongs that have happened to you. When God sees you in the game, the most powerful force in the universe breathes in your direction. Let me assure you, God sees your effort. God knows what it took to be here, what it took to even turn the channel on. Friends, God sees your effort. He sees your sacrifice. That's the seed God will use to take the scar and turn it into a star. Because you're still in the game, God's going to make the rest of your life the best of your life. You will still fulfill your destiny and become everything that God has created you to be in Jesus' name. If you receive it, can you say amen today?
All right, that's the winner, a soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one, Joel Osteen preaching the Christian rather than the Christ, how not to preach on Sunday morning. Deborah in San Jose, California, you get the LPR bundle package. Thank you for your vote. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also make a financial gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the challenging summer months. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Tom Baker about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Joel Osteen says that if you want God to do something for you, you got to do something for him. That he's waiting, anxiously waiting for you to just take that first step, move ahead, do something, do your part. That is the opposite of the gospel. That's not another gospel. That's nothing. That's not even the law. And it does not comfort people in any way whatsoever, and it does not save a single person. That kind of preaching drives souls to hell while they clap and sing and say amen and give their money to Joel and enjoy the light show and the entertainment. They are on their way to hell. Why? Because it's a preaching that leaves Jesus out of the picture entirely. It's a preaching of the Christian rather than the Christ. It's a theology that doesn't require a dead Jesus on the cross. It just requires a little more effort from you. The gospel requires that Jesus be dead on the cross for you. And he was. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thank you, Todd, and thanks for everything you do.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on the value of Issues Etc.
You've done so much to teach so many people about the depth of the gospel and to find joy in the Christian life and experience.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. Issues Etc. Listen to what you want, when you want, at issuesetc.org.
Did Martin Luther's political writings lead to the freedom of conscience, the separation of church and state, and German totalitarianism? Divine Kingdom, Holy Order, The Political Writings of Martin Luther, is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Divine Kingdom, Holy Order by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Divine Kingdom, Holy Order, The Political Writings of Martin Luther.